Remember the Netflix show Tiger King?
The guy that filmed Tiger King came out here and filmed for a day and then said, "You're not crazy enough to be in my movie?"
Joe Exotic, the most famous of the guys featured in Tiger King, is more of a caricature of life with big cats. In Center Point, Indiana, a small farm town of about 200 people, there's a different Joe. Joe Taft.
Yeah, I don't want to call myself Tiger King either, but yeah, I'm the guy that was serious about it.
Joe Taft is the owner of the Exotic Feline Rescue Center, a 260-acre government-licensed home for our large feline friends.
We have about 140 animals here right now. We have, of course, lions and tigers, leopards, both black and spotted, cougars. We have bobcats and lynxes. Over the years, we have had well over 500 lions and tigers here.
Joe Taft isn't nearly as flamboyant as the folks in Tiger King. He's a soft-spoken man, but he does have a big heart for big cats. My name is Baudelaire, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, we go to Center Point, Indiana, to the Exotic Feline Rescue Center to hear the story of how Joe Taft went from having a couple of feline friends to hundreds of them. More after this.
This year, we all have a choice to make. But it's not just about this donkey or that elephant. Some of us want lobster, oysters, or a Michelin star chef's take on sea bass. Some want to watch whales. Others want to make way for ducklings. And some people just want to get the whole family on top of a big old green monster. We all have different agendas. But that's exactly why Boston is the one thing we can all agree on. Book your getaway at meetboston.com.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
For over 30 years, the Exotic Feline Rescue Center has been a home for its founder, Joe Taft, and for big cats in need.
We are still growing. Right now, we have a long list of animals that are waiting to come here. We're struggling to build fast enough to fill the demand.
According to Joe, animals at the Exotic Feline Rescue Center aren't releasable. They're captive bred, meaning they'd have no idea how to survive in the wild. And he says they come from all sorts of places. Some were confiscated from bad living situations by the government. Some were handed over to the Exotic Feline Rescue Center by folks who realized maybe taking in a lion as a pet wasn't the greatest idea. And some are there because they outlive their caretakers.
We have a new tiger named Frosty, who just came from Las Vegas, where he had been in a magic act and the magician had died.
Frosty was human bonded, meaning in her training as a circus act, she learned how to respond to humans in a way a wild animal just never would. She was fed without needing to hunt, cleaned regularly, and trained to react to human gestures. So Joe says going back to the wild just wasn't an option for Frosty.
So even animals that have been treated quite badly respond to humans, and that's not something you want to happen in a wild animal.
According to Joe, the Exotic Feline Rescue Center keeps all its cats, its lions, tigers, leopards, cougars, bobcats, lynxes, and more, in USDA-certified enclosures. Under the USDA is the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. They set the standards on how places like the Exotic Feline Rescue Center or your local zoo can keep an animal enclosed.
The USDA standards require that these animals be housed in an area that is large enough to stand erect, turn around, and assume natural postures. That's a quote, stand erect, turn around, assume natural postures.
Decades later, the standard is basically the same. But a space just big enough to assume natural posture is an extremely small space for an animal. But Joe says at the Exotic Feline Rescue Center, they go well beyond that standard.
Most of our cages tend to be over 100 feet long and 50 to 100 feet wide. And they cover a wide variety of terrain. I mean, there's trees and there's grasslands. Some of them are hilly. Some of them have streams that run through them. A lot of vegetation.
Many of the animals that end up at the Exotic Feline Rescue Center aren't used to having so much space, especially those that were confiscated from everyday people. And Joe understands why some might see it as cool to own a big cat. But over the years, he's come to realize that the long-term relationship almost never pans out. People just shouldn't have a large cat living in their apartment.
You know, it's quite impressive when you have a 500-pound tiger that likes you and wants to be your friend. It's hard, though, for people to understand that these animals will kill you because they like you. Oh, let's play. Let's play. Oh, look, you broke. Now that you're broken, I wonder how you taste. Also, there's also some things that can happen to these animals that will trigger them to become aggressive.
Joe should know all about life as a regular person owning a big cat because, well, that's how his story started. In 1965, Joe was just a kid with a dream.
And my fantasy was about a car, frankly. I had a fantasy that the neatest thing in the world would be to have a Lotus I could drive very fast. And a cheetah that would sit perfectly well behaved next to me.
We've all probably had that sports car dream, driving real fast, sunglasses, hair in the wind, not a care in the world. Well, in Joe's version, he had a cheetah running right alongside his coupe. But Joe was a college student at the time, and he realized there was no way he could afford a Lotus. And where was he going to get a cheetah?
So I downsized and I got an MG and an Ocelot.
For those like me, fuzzy on what an ocelot looks like, it's about the size of a bobcat, but looks like an overgrown house cat.
Well, the MGs didn't last, but the ocelot had me completely.
Joe bought the ocelot, named Ozzy, at a local pet store.
This was a long time ago. Things were different.
This was the 60s, and owning exotic pets was kind of a big fad. The Endangered Species Act of 1973 hadn't passed yet, so there were a lot fewer regulations. In the 40s, 50s, and 60s, celebrities like Josephine Baker, Frida Kahlo, Salvador Dali, and Elvis all had exotic pets. Even among middle-class folks, it was the Wild Wild West. Not to say it was okay, but it was happening. Joe says you would even see ads in the paper for someone selling a lion cub or a tiger cub, sometimes at prices cheaper than a dog. For Joe, life with Ozzy was simple.
Life was pretty good. We spent a summer in the mountains of New Mexico, where she ran loose all summer. We went on long walks through the mountains, and we walked together.
But in the early 70s, Ozzy passed away, and Joe figured that maybe he could give a great life to an even bigger feline. So Joe checked the classified ads and got a leopard cub named Taka. Taka was being raised by an older woman living in a mobile home in Florida, and Joe figured he could give Taka a better life than that. Again, this was a different time.
The leopard certainly became a learning experience.
It quickly became clear, large cats don't belong in houses.
I lived without much furniture, and I didn't have a lot of visitors. She had two rooms in the house, almost three rooms in the house that were hers exclusively. And that opened to a big outside enclosure that she could come and go to as she liked. But she quite often had to run out of the house.
Joe and Taka lived together for almost 20 years. That's 20 years where Joe had basically no visitors. It was the early 90s when Taka passed.
You know, when the leopard died, I thought, you know, my life can change now. I can go on vacation. I can go out at night. I can have furniture. I can have friends over. And it didn't take very long before I realized that wasn't what I wanted to do. So I went looking for a cat, found a leopard that had been born just a few days after Taka had died, got that leopard.
Shortly after that, Joe encountered two tigers, a male and a female, that were abandoned in the back of a Volkswagen van.
The male was blind and crippled, and most of his teeth were rotted out. And the female was just hungry and bored.
And that was the point where Joe realized that these cats couldn't and shouldn't just be his pets. but he needed to provide them as good a home as possible and help nurse them to good health. Rather than having big cats as pets, Joe decided he wanted to do something to help lots of big cats. He then went on the search for a new home for himself and his growing operation. He decided on Center Point, Indiana, because of the town's small population and rural setting.
When I came here with the two tigers and a leopard that I started the rescue center with, I went to a realtor and I said, I'm looking for a place with no neighbors. And we found a very rural setting.
Within a couple of years, Joe got his federal license from the USDA to provide a home for big cats. He had finally found his mission in life. 30 years later, Joe says the Exotic Feline Rescue Center has gained a national reputation for being a safe and reliable home for big cats.
We never advertised, you know, we never reached out trying to take cats. People just found us. And my phone is ringing and people are saying, I have this year-old lion and I never wanted an animal that could kill me. What do I do? You know, they thought for $500, you know, if I raise it from a baby, it's going to be fine, right? If I raise this from a baby, it's not going to eat me. It's not going to tear up my furniture. It's not going to indulge in any of its bathroom habits on my living room carpet, is it?
Joe acknowledges that there may be critics even to what he's doing at the Exotic Feline Rescue Center, but he stresses that these cats are unfit for the wild and the rescue center provides them the best chance at survival.
If you think that these animals should not be kept in captivity at all, well, that may be the case. Unfortunately, if we don't keep these animals in captivity, they're not going to survive long term.
Animal Planet and independent filmmakers have visited the Exotic Feline Rescue Center. But when the creators of Tiger King reached out to Joe, well, it didn't work out.
Now, once I've seen his movie, I'm glad we're not in it.
Joe's passion is creating a home and safe space for all types of felines. He feels Tiger King did a disservice to that mission, and it reinforced misconceptions of people who love and care for big cats.
Unfortunately, it's left everybody with the impression that everybody who has big cats is some kind of a crazy with machine guns and harems and, nuttiness surrounding them.
Joe Taft has no machine guns and no leopard print clothes, but he does dedicate his life to the well-being of his more than 140 animals. Maybe soon, there'll be a documentary about folks like him. The Exotic Feline Rescue Center is open every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And FYI, they only offer guided tours of the center. This podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. Our production team includes
Johanna Mayer,
Dylan Thuris,
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Manolo Morales,
Gabby Gladney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was sound designed by me and mixed by
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. And my name is Baudelaire.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.